Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 11 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. Throughout Israel today, the weather is mild with clear skies. Tel Aviv is enjoying a sunny day, perfect for outdoor activities. In Jerusalem, it's slightly cooler, but still pleasant. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the sun continues to shine warmly. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Gaza indicate that the IDF has struck key Hamas commanders, while Hamas marks its next leader. This update comes from Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also, the IDF has fortified decades-old posts along the Jordan border. The military aims to combat threats from gun running and drones, as reported by the Times of Israel in the past hour. Also this hour, an IDF drone strike in Jenin has killed three terrorists, including a Hamas member who planned attacks. This is the first West Bank airstrike in 10 months, reported by Ynet. Separately, the IDF warns that delayed budget approvals could force cuts to reserves and intelligence operations. This could impact preparations for Iran and U.S. arms contracts, according to the Jerusalem Post earlier today. And finally, Israel applauds Finland's decision to seize UNRWA funding. Israel invites other nations to follow suit, as noted by JNS from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted recently that Hakeem Jeffries, a high-ranking Democrat, condemned Hassan Piker's antisemitism on CNN. Gideon Saar announced earlier that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News reported that Dutch diplomats are being expelled from Israel over a settlement ban. This comes after Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli settlements was approved. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF's operations in Gaza, Israel Hayom reported that prominent field commanders were among the casualties in the latest strikes. This comes as Hamas looks to appoint a new leader. The situation underscores the ongoing tensions and attempts to destabilize military structures in the region. Civilians continue to face uncertainty and heightened security measures. Turning to the IDF's actions along the Jordan border, the Times of Israel highlights the military's response to lessons learned from October 7th. The IDF is boosting defenses against potential threats like gun running and drones. This move aims to secure the eastern frontier and protect nearby communities from emerging dangers. Meanwhile, the drone strike in Jenin marks a significant military action. Ynet reports that the strike took out Qais Bitawi, a Hamas terrorist responsible for planning attacks. This operation follows a period of relative quiet in the West Bank. It reflects Israel's ongoing efforts to deter terrorism in the region and ensure public safety. On the diplomatic front, the IDF's budget concerns could have wide-reaching effects. The Jerusalem Post warns that delays in defense funding may lead to cuts in vital operations. This could weaken Israel's strategic position against Iran and affect international partnerships. The potential impact on national security remains a critical concern. Finally, Israel's praise for Finland's decision to cut UNRWA funding is significant. According to JNS, Israel sees this as a step towards reducing anti-Israel rhetoric and actions. This could influence other nations to reconsider their support for UNRWA, potentially altering the dynamics of international aid and diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Rafael is moving forward with plans to produce the Iron Dome system at a Volkswagen factory, bypassing a boycott by Qatar. Separately, according to Globes, the cyber startup Minimus is shutting down after 4 years. The company returns $51 million to investors, marking the end of one of Israel's largest seed-funded ventures. And finally, why? Net Business reveals that Starbucks is investing $10 million in a new Nashville office. This decision affects Seattle area staff, with some workers required to relocate or face job loss. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.